The teenage years can be tough, especially on those who support and cheer them on. Navigating the complexities of engaging teens in a meaningful way can be tricky these days. If you find yourself nodding in agreement, you are in just the right place. Here, you'll find the tools and resources you need to support the teens in your life as they discover how to embrace their individual skills, talents, and passions to create a life that surpasses their dreams. You'll hear incredible endeavors where communities empower their youth to have a real impact on the world. This is the Changemaker Teens Podcast with your guide, Linda Johnstone, mother, activist, eternal optimist, and founder of the Changemaker Teens Project. She's passionate about helping you support the teens in your life as you work with them to find lives of direction, purpose, and meaning. Here's Linda.
Hi, everyone. It's Linda, and welcome to the Changemaker Teens Podcast. I was just watching the Today Show this morning, and they were interviewing the 2020 graduating class from a local high school. One of the graduates summed up their experience perfectly. She said the world that her class is inheriting is a much scarier place than it was for the seniors who had gone before them, even the ones from just last year. When asked how she thought they were going to handle that, she simply said, "It's going to require a lot more bravery." And she's right. Life does require bravery, and not just in the middle of a global pandemic or the worst civil unrest that we've seen in decades. Life is scary, period. Employment interviews, first days on the job, raising children, deciding on a career, health issues, financial uncertainty, and those are just your standard everyday kinds of problems. But I think that the graduating senior was talking about more than just the everyday scary events that are always present as we journey through life. I think she was thinking about the world we live in and how her generation is going to be literally tasked with saving the planet. You guys are going to need to start thinking about larger issues, issues that are critical to the future of humanity. Global warming, the depleting ozone layer, the fact that a different species becomes extinct every 20 minutes. And what about racial inequality and police reform and gender identity? How about starving children, water and food shortages, refugee camps, immigration control, and wars that we don't even belong in? And then there are wildfires and droughts and volcanic eruptions and earthquakes and hurricanes that are getting stronger and more powerful each and every season. And of course, we can't forget the terrorists. Yeah, that high school graduate was right. There is no doubt that the world is a scary place, and it needs saving. Now, you may be thinking that you're just a kid, but you are part of a very capable generation. You have skills that my generation never even dreamed of. Technology is second nature to you. You may not be so good on the phone, but boy, do you guys know your way around a social media platform. Yeah, you and your friends are more than capable of coming up with ideas and thoughts on how to solve problems, especially the ones that you care about. That big old list that I just rattled off, it's just the beginning. There are enough problems for everyone, trust me. But guess what? There are also enough solutions, too. A friend of mine is famous for saying that there are no problems, there are only solutions. I'm trying to say that more and more around my house. It helps to turn things around. Life is so much better when you're looking for solutions instead of focusing on your problems. But anyway, we're talking about bravery here. So the thing is, being brave doesn't just happen. If the future is going to require a lot more bravery, then isn't it up to you to do what you can to be brave? To do what you can to be courageous? To be willing to stand up for something and make tough choices and lift up those who need lifting? Yep, and you can do it. And I have a great place for you to start. Are you ready? Here it is. Make your bed every day. Yep, you heard me right. If you want to be brave, make your bed. In fact, if you want to change the world, make your bed every morning when you wake up. If that sounds a little crazy, maybe it'll help you to know that making your bed every day is the advice given by a highly decorated admiral in the U.S. Navy. His name is Admiral William McRaven. And believe it or not, that is the advice he gave to inspire bravery and, most of all, to inspire hope. And boy, do you guys need hope right about now. Maybe you've seen the short 5-minute video that I'm talking about. Maybe you've seen it on Facebook or Instagram or wherever you go to get advice on how to live your best life. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you look it up. But I'm going to give you a quick summary anyway. You see, Admiral McRaven was an instructor for the Navy SEALs Qualification Training Program, the place where men and now women go to compete for the opportunity to become a member of the elite Navy SEAL team. To make it through, they must endure 26 weeks of grueling physical and mental training with trials that your average human would never survive. So the video was a clip from something that looked like a commencement address. I'm not 100% sure what he was doing, but he was all dressed up with his white uniform and he was covered in medals. So believe me when I tell you, he's a big deal. He was giving his best advice on how to make it through training, but he was really telling the graduates how to make it through life. And I think it's important that we all hear what he had to say, especially as you non-Navy SEAL teens go out into the world. So along with every piece of advice, he also told a short story. Of course, it pertained to the SEALs qualification program, so you know it's intense. But he always brought it back to the level of the average Joe, you and me, and your friends. It's all great advice, and I want to share it with you. So here's what he said. If you want to change the world, begin by making your bed. The simple act of making your bed before beginning your day is important, and I get it. Maybe you're 17 years old and you've never made your bed a day in your life. Well, start now. I don't care how old you are, 13 or 23, just start now. And here's why. He goes on to say, if you make your bed in the morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day, something that will give you a small sense of pride, which will encourage you to do another task, and then another, and another. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. It will also let you know that the little things in life matter. If you can't get the little things right, you won't be getting the big things right anytime soon. And here's a little bonus. If you happen to have a miserable day, when you get home, you'll come home to a bed that is made. And a made bed gives you the encouragement that tomorrow will be better. That's his first piece of advice. But there's more. He tells the audience about one of the many grueling exercises that the SEAL candidates have to complete before they are allowed to move on with the training. It's called a midnight swim. That sounds bad enough, right? I mean, midnight, it's dark, it's the ocean. But then he adds the part about the many kinds of sharks that also swim in the same waters. And here's what he said. And just so you know, this is what he said to his SEAL candidates just before they got in the water. But he's also talking about life. He's talking to you and your friends, teens who are about to get in your own difficult situations as you leave home and make your own way. Here's what he said. If you find that a shark is circling your position, stand your ground. Do not turn and swim away. Do not act afraid. And if you see him coming at you, summon up all your strength and courage and punch him right in the snout. He will turn and swim away. There are lots of sharks in the world. You're going to find this out. Be brave and do not back down. He told another story. The initial class size of 150 was now down to 40-ish. They were divided into teams, and each team had a rubber raft that they had to maneuver to do various things in the ocean. Most of the guys were tall and built like a Mack truck. But one team consisted of a group of men that were all under 5 feet 5 inches. They were affectionately called the little guys. And they wore these little teeny flippers on their little teeny feet. But you know what? The little guys were first in every competition. They won at everything. The Admiral said that SEAL training was the great equalizer. Nothing mattered but the will to succeed. Let me say that again. Nothing mattered but their will to succeed. The color of their skin was irrelevant. Their size and shape didn't matter. Their nationality meant nothing. Their education, work history, family status, nobody cared. Just the will to succeed. He went on to say that if you want to change the world, measure a person by the size of their heart, not by the size of their flippers. If we all did that, the world would be a little less scary, wouldn't it? Sounds so simple. measuring a person by his heart, not by his skin color. Anyway, here's one more story. Week 9 was Hell Week, as if the rest of this competition was a little slice of heaven, right? In the middle of Hell Week was a trip to the Mud Flats. Now, I don't know exactly what that is, but it sure doesn't sound good, does it? I do know that it involves spending an entire night up to your neck in mud. Freezing cold, wet, wind whipping in your face, miserable mud. And of course, they didn't just stand there. They were constantly harassed and belittled by the instructors. Constantly urged to quit like a little girl. The agony was evident by the shivering and shaking and grunting as the men tried to survive the night. With 8 hours left to go, many were looking like they were ready to give up. At that time, though, one voice began to sing. Then there were two, then three, and soon everyone was singing. They were threatened with more time in the mud if they didn't stop, but the singing persisted. And all of a sudden, the mud seemed just a little warmer, and the dawn seemed not so far away. The winds were less persistent. The men relied on each other to survive that night, and they all did. The admiral said that if he had learned anything during his time as a SEAL instructor, it was the power of hope, the power of one person. One person can change the world by giving people hope. You can change the world by giving people hope. I need you to understand that. To be a braver person, you don't need to go to SEAL qualifying school. You just need to know this. If you want to change the world, start each day with a task completed. Find somebody to help you through life. Respect everyone. Know that life is not fair and you will fail often. But if you take some risks, if you step up when times are the toughest, if you face down the sharks and the bullies, if you lift up the downtrodden and never, ever, ever give up, if you do these things, then your generation and the generations that follow will live in a world that will be far better than the one we have today. And what started with you making your bed will have changed the world for the better. I'm just going to let that sink in and simmer for a bit. You are the future of this world. Get yourself ready for the challenge. Let's talk again next week.
You've been listening to the Changemaker Teens Podcast with Linda Johnstone. We hope you enjoyed today's show, but more importantly, that you feel inspired and supported to mobilize and ignite a spark in the youth of your community. Please like and subscribe to help others find the podcast too. We want to hear from you. Tell us your story and be part of the community on Facebook and Instagram at Changemaker Teens. To learn more about the Changemaker Teens Project or to help youth truly change the world, visit changemakerteens.com. See you next time.